We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living. Interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, Tony. Lex is from Washington. I just called in a story about what's been going on in my apartment. I was running low on time, so I thought I'd call back about a specific terrifying dream / reality that has been occurring. So this will be a much shorter, message, I do promise. So I've been having some weird things happening in my apartment, and I've had a few really weird dreams of demons or figures like standing over me and harassing me, you could say, and it's just becoming a real problem because I really can't sleep anymore. My most recent dream, I was with family and we were inside one of my family members' houses and we were looking out the bay window and I was like, "Well, look at that creature. That's a very large wolf." And it turned around and it was not a wolf. It was a goat sort of creature. And we all looked at it and we were like, "That's not right." And for some reason in the dream, we all ran and we hid in the basement. We locked everything up. We locked all the windows, all the doors. We were underground and we were praying because we knew it wasn't right. It was some sort of weird goat type of creature. And in my dream, I was so terrified. And so in my dream, we're in a circle and I'm praying. And for some reason, my chair ends up being scooped back from the rest of the group. And I'm against the wall just above a window that is near the top of the ceiling that looks just over the top of the ground level, because we are in a basement. And I happen to peek out there and I see the creature and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, it's here." And in an instant, it's right behind me and it's nuzzling me. And I am panicking, and my family in their prayer circle, they take a while to notice and they look at me. And the last thing I remember is everybody in the group looking at me with this horrified expression. And I wake up and I'm in my apartment. My cat's outside. She's an outdoor cat. And I still feel the nuzzle on my neck. And I feel the breath. And I feel the terror. And I try to pray. Anytime I have sleep paralysis or anything happening, I pray. I pray so hard. I say the Lord's Prayer. And it usually goes away. And for some reason, it felt like hours. Because the prayer kept getting interrupted. The terror kept building. It was hot. It was awful. It was terrifying. And I just kept praying. I kept praying. I kept praying. And I could not get even 5-10 seconds into the Lord's Prayer. And I literally thought that I wouldn't make it through the night. But somehow I was able to say the prayer 3 or 4 times in a row. And I was able to fall back asleep. But it was absolutely horrifying. And I can still, talking about this, feel the nuzzle on my neck. And the most recent time I woke up from a dream or sleep paralysis or whatever it was, I woke up with blurry vision where I looked at my phone. I couldn't even see what was on my screen. And it's just gotten bad. So I don't know. I can't want some thoughts on it. This is a very raw story. Usually I'm more put together when I call in, but I'm panicked. I don't know what to do. So let me know. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.